Fred from Radio, Angela Cherubi from the Rome International Film Festival. This is an extract for the MIA Market panel called Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Distribution But You Were Afraid to Ask, which was an open panel to learn more about independent distribution as it is today and as it could be tomorrow. And what you're going to hear is Ken Sanderson from Bleecker Street Media in US talking about the relationship with Netflix and Amazon and how they deal with these colossus of online distribution.
Yeah, I mean, I guess America has been in the oven with Netflix the longest at this point, and that's evolved. I mean, three or four years ago, there are a lot of new distribution companies like Relativity and Open Road and Radius TWC had output deals with Netflix that were single territory based, that you would have a Netflix coming in and competing for the pay TV window and really just for the pay TV window and library windows for a variety of movies. And those companies were relying on Netflix for their business models. I mean, in U.S., SVOD and pay TV remains an extremely important revenue source. Netflix has now changed their strategy to where, generally speaking, they either want big studio content like the Disney deal that will start in 2017, and independent movies that they can either produce or acquire SVOD on a worldwide basis. And so in the U.S., what there are a lot of sales agents and companies and producers are asking is, like, well, they have an SVOD offer for the world of Netflix to help finance a film, or, you know, they're going to acquire just those rights, and they're starting to look for people to take on every other revenue stream, including theatrical, you know, free television, VOD, and work around Netflix. For a company like ours, that wouldn't be a strategy we can do. I would say it wouldn't work for most. I mean, some players like The Orchard, which is a relatively new company, is enthusiastic about jumping in, and I think that can work in some cases. Alternatively, I mean, our company, in addition to having our traditional release slate, is working with Netflix on their release of Beasts of No Nation in the U.S. We're helping them to book theaters, and specifically the landmark footprint in the U.S. is one that we help to secure. And we're also working with Amazon Studios on one of their first U.S. acquisitions, a film called Elvis and Nixon, which is exactly what it sounds like. So I think that finding ways to work with these guys in creative ways is something we're very enthusiastic about doing, but we're not necessarily looking to, you know, work around their strategies as they try to, you know, expand a worldwide footprint. We'd rather, for the most part, continue business as we normally would, and work with more, companies that are more compatible with the way we'd like to release movies, like Amazon Prime, who we have our pay TV deal with.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.